Yeah, you said that there were times when you were with the president, and whenever Ehrlichman and Haldeman were there, you said it was a different president, it was a different Nixon.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I was wondering if you could say a little more about in what way, how did he change when Haldeman and Ehrlichman were there?
Well, when they were there, there was a spirit of what you might call dealings. I would like not to say it was an actual plan or structure, but it was a way that we were going to outwit the ordinary political process by selected moves, which were allegedly very clever moves on the part of the president and his immediate assistants on the part in the White House, versus the way the political winds were moving, political currents were forming, political evidence was shaping up. So it was very much a partisan expression of very delicate measures had to do with the national security and its derivatives, its formation. Whereas as a public spokesperson, Nixon was very much more straightforward and much more explicit. And incidentally, much more civil language and very little expletives and such. That was a rather striking feature, whereas with Haldeman and Ehrlichman, but also some other specifics, of course the thing is replete with expletives of all kinds, which when he then was speaking as president and dealing with organizational issues in the more conventional and traditional forms, there were virtually no expletives. Not just a question of reduction, it just weren't there. Whereas those earlier cases I cite, the whole system, as of course shows up in the record, were was compounded expletives.
So the Saturday you spent with him, this was a very sane, controlled president.
Yes.
Yet when Haldeman and Ehrlichman showed up, there was some sense of dealings in a very different person.
Yes, yes, there's no question about that. That's an utterly remarkable condition. Then it comes, of course, to this very subtle question, well, who done it in the sense of how did they get into this terrible tangle? That, I think, remains Mike, as one of the real challenges of the period. I don't think anybody understands how in the dickens anybody that had Nixon's innate intelligence and general poise and patriotism and the sense of being a president got into the situation. No, nobody, it's a very, very puzzling deal. But your characterization of it is correct. The fact that Haldeman and Ehrlichman were central elements of it. And
I mean, here's this president who had this incredible foreign international perspective,
yes,
and reaches out to China.
Yes, sure.
And
yes,
reaches out to the Soviet Union.
Yes, oh,
in
yes,
order to crack open both.
Yes.
And there will be historians who will be thinking, was that really Kissinger who created those initiatives, or was it really Nixon who created those initiatives?
Well, Kissinger was obviously very effective or in support of it, but as far as we could tell, it was the president. The
yes,
president had this remarkable kind of sense that this was the thing that should be done, and of course he talked to all of us, each of us, about four or five people altogether there about it, and he really was took the initiative on it. So, Kissinger was obviously highly supportive. This was essentially the president.